That about does it for me. I'm going to be wrapping things up right about now, passing the action over to whoever's next. But don't go anywhere. Next week, be sure to join us for yet more On the Town with Mikey D, local music action. For now, though, I'm your hostess, Lels, and I will see you next time. Bye.
Hello, hello, hello. We're back. 91.5, WMFO, in Medford, Tufts Reform Radio. Wednesday, midnight. Thursday, rather. It's Thursday now. But yeah, Soul Cajole Slop Hour, back. Another show, another showing. Hope we're all excited. Great, got some classics. Hope you've all been doing well this week. We're starting with a classic, a favorite of mine, you know, a foundational tune for me. I was like 14. Well, this was the greatest song in the world, and it's still one of them I know. But yeah, I got Mercury Rev, Chasing a Bee, 1991 classic, Your Self-Esteem. Have not listened to this record in like 3 years. You can experience it again live on air, and you're going to experience it with me. 91.5 WMFO, Tufts Reform Radio. Here you go. Bear with me. Technical difficulties. How have you guys been doing this week? Doing good? What shows are we seeing? Well, we're gonna get into that later. But right now, we are going to figure out how to... Alright, well, we're doing this now.
shake that bubble off my back. Feel no harm. Feel no harm.
Great track. Phenomenal. That noise. The noise is the best part, right? It's like a little shoegaze track, but then you got like that guitar, you know, drenched in feedback. Sounds like a hurricane coming on, splitting your head open. It's perfect. That's what music should sound like. It's amazing. That's what guitar should sound like. It's awesome. I wanna make a little excuse. I wanna explain myself. Every time the show started this semester, my fault, because I've forgotten my training a tad, you know. The aux that was available, aux 2, doesn't work with my computer. So there's been a little mix-up every time. But we got it fixed now. I figured out how to do it. The training's come back to me. I remember it. Thank you, WMFO training DJs. Thank you, WMFO board, for preparing me to do this show for you guys. Well, it's really for you guys and for me. What do we have next? This one, a little different, a little classic from one of the legends, I think, one of the best to ever do it, and that best to ever do it is Scott Walker, what a guy, probably the most fascinating, I think, career trajectory of any artist, I think, ever, you know, the Scott Walker story. He started out as basically like, you know, like mid-60s, like boy band stuff. And then he started, like, getting Baroque with it. Started getting a little avant-garde with it. Then he, like, that stuff didn't sell, so he was forced to become, like, an easy-listening pop artist. Then he just stopped, and he came back all of a sudden with, like, complete, like, left-field Captain Beefheart type stuff no one's ever heard before. This isn't that, though. This is some of his more Baroque with it stuff. This is Copenhagen from, one of his best albums, I think. Probably my second favorite of his. Scott 3 from 1968, I think it came out. Absolutely beautiful strings. Beautiful voice. Lyrics make you contemplate, you know, as a song should. I don't know, not as they should. I mean, it's good when they do it, you know. I'm talking sense. But right now we have Copenhagen, Scott Walker, 1968. Let's go. This one's a nice quick one. It's a nice short one. Let's see. Enjoy.
Hope for me, I hope for you. We're snowdrops falling through the night. We'll melt away before we land to teardrops for somebody's hand. Follow me into just one more spring. Copenhagen, you're the end. Gone and made me a child again. Warmed my feet beneath cold sheets. Dyed my hair with your sunny streets. Children aren't afraid to love and laugh when life amuses them. And our love is an antique song for children.
You guys really don't like it when I speak. Whenever I go on long tangents like that, I see the listener numbers drop off, and it makes me really sad, you know? Why do you... Anyways. Another classic. What am I going to play next, actually? It's all kind of up in the air in this point. You know, I have no real... Ooh, this one. We got a little different. This one's a little something by... Actually, no, I won't do this one. I don't want to... This isn't the time for this one. We're gonna keep it. Actually, no. What do I want to play? It's tough, you know. All right, I'll just do this one. This is a newer one, you know. This is an Arctic Monkeys one, and like, when I was in like sixth grade, you know, I owe the Arctic Monkeys a lot because like, that's how I started, you know, getting into music. I heard like AM, and I was like, oh my god, this is like an album, and I was like 12 at that point. And you know, and then I got into like most of their stuff, and then by the time I was like what, like 7th grade, I like kind of like stopped caring. I thought it was cringe and lame. But like, I've gotten like the last like a year ago, I listened to their newest album, Tranquility Base whatever, and I thought it was great. Like, it's really proper good record, and they went back and listened to their other old stuff, and that's also great too, you know. And they have a new one coming out, and they had a single. I haven't listened to the single yet. I don't care enough, but I will. It's probably good. No, I have listened to it actually. Never mind, I've heard it. But yeah, anyways, this is a 4 out of 5 from Tranquility Base. I really like it. It's nice, you know. It's orchestral with it. I love the Amir entrance they got on it. It's got a nice thing going. The final part too, especially. I'm not going to explain it anymore. I'm just going to play it. Hear it on the radio. Hope you enjoy. Let's go.
Advertising imaginative ways. Start your free trial today. Come on in the anyone you like. You're in the meat of your strike. It is that easy. Lunar service on a Saturday night, dressed up in silver and white, with colored old gray whistle test lights. Take it easy for a little while. Come and stay with us. It's such an easy flight. You know places keep on popping up since the Exodus. It's all getting gentrified. I put a tackle on the roof. It was well reviewed. 4 stars out of 5. And that's unheard. Starlight Express, the head of special effects in my mind's eye. Okie cookie with the opposite sex. The things you try to forget, doesn't time fly? I'm in no position to give advice. I don't wanna be nice, and you know that. Take it easy for a little while. Come and stay with us. It's such an easy flight. It's all getting gentrified. The information action ratio is the place to go. And you will not recognize the old headquarters. All the nights that never happened, and the days that don't exist, at the information action ratio. Stop laughing is to breathe or steal a kiss. I can get you on the list for all the clubs. I can lift you up another semitone. Take it easy for a little while. Come and stay with us. It's such an easy flight. Cute places keep on popping up since the Exodus. It's all getting gentrified. The information action ratio is the place to go.
You got it. You got it. That goes crazy. You know, it's that's like 4 years old at this point. Jesus Christ. Wow. those that little what's that thing? What's that little thing called that like the having like the Western soundtracks that they have on that song? That goes crazy every time I hear that. Sounds hard every time, any context. I don't care. It's like the boing, you know. It's like the Malhor boing. If you put a blade boing on like any song, it sounds good. It's the same thing. You put like one of those little like clappy, snap. I don't know what it's called. But yeah, goes hard every time. Yo, what's up? Someone just pulled up in the studio right now. I don't know which one of these works.
What mic do I go to?
These mics. Oh, none of the mics are showing up on the board. I don't. Yeah. Well, we got. I was gonna do Fugazi song. I'm gonna play that right now, and then yeah, we'll get this sorted out. Target Fugazi, right now. Fugazi, Target, Red Medicine, 1995 classic. Got someone in the studio now.
Is the mic?
Oh, no, I gotta... Yeah, there we go. Fixed it.
What's up, y'all? It's Isaac.
What's happening?
Hosted my own show earlier today.
Give a plug to that.
Yeah, Hour to Kill. If you ever don't have class on Wednesdays at 1 p.m., you can listen to me play some music.
Oh, yeah. Tune in right now.
Yeah, right now.
Right this second. Stop,
look up what my set list was if you want.
Stop listening. Go to the schedule and go back to the archive. And
I forget that you can do that.
You can
like,
do that,
full
yeah.
replay. It's not just looking at the set list. You can actually just play it.
People just do that. Like, people... I've had people, like... My cousins did that for a bit. Mm-hmm. It's very surreal.
I need to tell people they can do that, to be honest. Because usually they just check the set list and they're like, that was good.
Yeah.
Which is still appreciated, don't get me wrong. It's still, like...
Of course.
Nice.
But part of it is this rambling live on air. That's what makes radio special. You don't have this...
Yeah.
In any sort of other...
You know, there's no other real setting in my life where I get to use a microphone this good and people are forced to listen to me. This is the only exactly. context. I do not, you know, I don't have a Patreon-backed podcast where I talk about, like, I don't know, literally nothing.
More people should start podcasts, I think.
I think that's, when you look at, you know, the internet as it is now, you have to look for market inefficiencies.
Uh-huh,
and what I see is that there's just not enough 20-something straight white guys making podcasts. It's just a developing market, I think. Guys who are in college don't really know what they're talking about, but have taken... Well, they dropped out of college, let's be clear.
But
you know, they bring that expertise to their analysis of the world, and especially their analysis of relationships. I think podcasts that talk about what a woman should be to a man and vice versa in very strict... descriptive terms.
If she got an Instagram,
that's a no.
Do not talk.
Massive red flag. If she has any friends, instant no, because she's just gonna have an outlet to cheat on.
You see her glance at a male on the street. It's over.
How many men does she follow on Instagram? How many men? Anything more than about five? Cut her off
for the streets with some like future with some future course.
I'm just like future for real. This is hilarious that I just kind of took this guy who just has a bad family life and just like adopted him as a role model because he has like
because he does
horribly.
Not respect women.
This is so awesome and ironic, and it doesn't get old at all.
No, never.
This is still novel.
Anyways. It's October. It's you gotta play goth stuff in October. Gotta play spooky Halloween stuff in October.
Gotta get spooky.
I haven't played any gothic music on the show yet, so this is the start of that. Red Lorry, Yellow Lorry. Talk About the Weather, 1985. This one's a classic. Very gothic, very spooky, very October sounding. WMFO.
Yeah, thanks. I don't think you needed to drop the tag.
I always forget to do the tags.
Well, we're in the middle of the show.
We're in the middle.
So
I just got, like,
I
keep doing it as like a tick now.
Well, because you'll look up and I assume you just see the like four different reminders that are plastered up.
I
just
say
like
that.
Be sure to give us. I accidentally gave one both. I mean, it doesn't matter if you do it extra as long as you do it.
Yeah.
Did it both times, and then the show before and after me both did it. So. Maximum amount of tags. People knew they
the
were
people,
listening.
The people to need to know.
WMFO
Tufts Freeform Radio. Anyways, yeah, song.
What was the name of the song again?
Talk About the Weather by Red Lorry, Yellow Lorry. Oh, sorry. Red Lorry, Yellow Lorry. Let's go.
We'll be right back.
music. A lot of music news. A lot of bad news about bad people coming in the news. Music related.
Or are you just ceding the floor to me? I don't know.
Well, no. Rex Orange County bit. Yeah, what do you think of Rex Orange County?
I mean, music's not so great, is it? The long-term consequences of Tyler, the Creator, is he is now platformed and led to the rising career and power of an abuser. Congratulations to Tyler, the Creator, for doing it two different times, once with Brockhampton, and now he's
got... forget Brockhampton.
He's just got the... I think that's what it is. Rex Orange County had the Brockhampton vibe, which, of course, means bad things in both of their cases. There's a lot of things floating around.
Very large fan base crossover. Kind of...
extensive, yes.
Very identical type aesthetics, type vibes, and really... that indie twee boy aesthetic can really only produce one thing, and that's a sexual predator. As we've learned, seen many times.
It's the thing, it's just kind of empirical evidence at this point. This is not as much about personal prejudice as you have to look at the facts that are presented to you. No, there's only so harsh I can be, because a lot of this just describes me like 5 years ago when I was first getting into more musical stuff. Like, there was a point in time where I was like, Flower Boy is incredible.
Yeah.
And now it's
all
right.
we all have that.
Yeah, yeah. But
this is why I love cancel culture, because people stop listening to Rex Orange County. Anyways, I'm going to play Azealia Banks. Anything else you want to
add? Have people... I feel like I've seen that as a thing where people call her, which is very dismissive to, one, her whole vibe and what she's able to accomplish, both musically and as far as craziness. But people have called her the woman Kanye West. I've seen this. The MIA is now trying to replace her as Kanye West.
I think the Kanye West...
which is a very dismissive way of framing it.
I think
it,
the Kanye
clear.
West
comparison.
There are
three very different types of...
yeah.
People.
It's also just like the whole Kanye West comparison is just like public untreated mental illness, which people...
I guess there's a strong parallel between the two in that.
But I don't know. Azealia Banks is not... Does she have beef with... I don't think she has beef with the Jews yet. At least I don't. She has beef with everyone.
I would have assumed at some point in the past, but I don't actually... I can't recall the memory specific one, so I can't slander her and be like, she said X, because I don't know if she has, but yeah. I know Kanye has.
Yep. What a terrifying heart.
It was, in a way, it was a matter of time before he went full, like...
yeah.
No, Hitler.
He's been around Jay Electronica for a while. So, like, it's to be expected at this point.
Well, and he was just kind of going through, the list necessarily, but there's so many of the types of things he was saying that are just like, yeah, well, like, unhinged people will say these things.
Yeah.
And one of those is obviously, you know, the whole, well, what if Hitler was actually trying to, like, destroy demons or something? and it's just evil, you're just trying. It's like, for a long time you could kind of pass it off as, not perfectly pass it off, like not really excuse it, but be like, well, this is just him being a contrarian to the max. But at this point it's like, no one's pushing you to do any of this. This is self-inflicted.
Doing it completely of his own volition. He's only doing it for, like, you know,
I don't really entirely understand the four, which leaves the only solution, the only answer being that he just is anti-Semitic, which...
Well, if you're saying the stuff in a public sphere, you are anti-Semitic regardless of what you actually... Yeah.
It just is what he is. And
yeah. Like...
There's just a lot going on with that guy. The whole story is kind of a bit of a tragedy.
But he made Graduation, though.
Also, all that. Never mind. That's a whole separate thing. Which album are you going to use as the example of? But he made blank. Graduation would be like the eighth pick.
Yeah, no, that's what I see a lot. Absolutely.
I see that a lot. It's like the most crowd pleaser one, I guess, which is weird because, like, all of them are. Even Yeezus, it basically is just because of how popular it is.
Yeah.
Anyway, what was the song? What was the Azealia Banks song you were going to play?
I was going to play. Oh, do Give Me a Chance by Azealia Banks. Broke with Expensive Taste. I've been listening to a lot. It's actually, like, really a phenomenal album. It's horrible that she's done what she's done and probably derailed one of the most promising. But I don't know.
The music's still out there, at least.
Music is still there.
You can play it whenever you want.
You can play it on the radio.
Including on the radio.
Azealia Banks, Give Me a Chance right now.
The way that I love can go. age fits. Hottest bitch from the block. Used to pop fillies and Dutchies and stuff next. Now I like Louis, the cutie from Fight Fifth. Life like a movie, she typing her own script. What's this? Young sis, made it from the semen, start pushing her own bricks. Put on for a city, got pop in Metropolis. Hold this, chocolate and focus. Know this, vocal and chosen. Opponents, leave them dead in their own crib. Murder, she wrote, she prefer it in cursive. The person, the verse is perversive. They worship, making the worst gift. Superb, which is a man, she perfect. Understand the plan, the blueprint. Honey, green in her hand, it's on grip, nigga.
That's the way that I love can go. Make a plan and then not do so.
Cover the pores, honey drip on your jaw. Mommy spitting the law, I'ma get it for sure. Getting it all, I'm dreaming it big. Tupac and Shakur, vision it clear. Who's stopping the star? You deep in the rear, where I'm knocking it for. Impressing the pair, the three get them a charm. You checking for where? New York or the heart? Harlem girl from the block, ponytail with the part. If you give me, you give me, yeah, I'ma give you a lot. Many binges from pennies, but you can't hustle a box. What? Tony, I score Indians, you acting or not. Phony homies and Indian, who happen to plot. They come up with empty while you been at the top. Why you cream of the crap?
That's the way that I love can go. Make a plan and then not do so. Give me a chance. I will have to make you dance. Made that bed up on the dance floor. I'll be your man in there until an octopus.
Me siento feliz, actitud positiva, la regla de mi vida. Si no me conviene, hacia mí no viene. Control, me quedé, estoy a cargo de todo. Mi vida, me suelte como dicen H.
Oh, gran hermosa Yemayá, madre de los siete mares, madre de los orichas. Te pido bendigas esta música y la hagas santa.
Mira cómo baila la nena morena. Mira cómo baila sin llanto ni pena. Mira cómo baila la nena morena.
What's offensive? What don't you want to say?
What are you trying to set me up?
No, I'm not.
This is some kind of setup.
I didn't say
this. It is what happens on the Silica Gel Slop Hour. I came here for open dialogue and conversation, because okay, that's what we need in our democracy. And what you try to do is you try to set me up and shut me down.
Yeah, sure, okay.
I'm saying what the establishment doesn't want to hear, which is that, I don't know, Arcade Fire's music was never good in the first place.
Ooh, he went there.
No one cares about that anymore, because there are horrible, horrible things coming out about that.
That, yeah. Just, like, the most disgusting.
Just,
like,
I don't want to dwell on it too
long.
Yeah,
I don't want to dwell anymore
really
about
it. Horrible, horrible people out there.
Terrible.
Quite tragic. But, you know, sometimes you listen to good music by people who have not done that level of horrible things.
That's
that it
very
makes
true.
You don't have to think about it as much. Feel a little better about it.
That's very true. We have I hope he's a good guy coming up next. We got Jim O'Rourke coming up. Mm-hmm. He was one of the goats.
Is he Beto's father? The same family tree. The
same family tree. Every Irishman is
Beto's Irish.
Jim O'Rourke. He was like the fifth member of Sonic Youth for a bit.
Oh wait, yeah, that's where I've heard his name.
Musical director of School of Rock.
I know about this guy. I don't know why
he's produced. He's produced so many. Like he produced like that one Wilco album. He's produced a lot of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And this is solo record.
Really, the legacy of Sonic Youth is insane.
Exactly.
Just the long term impact. All those
one of those few bands that's like, oh, so influential, one of the best of all time. And you listen to them, like they actually are that good.
It's like them and like Gang of Four.
Yeah. Maybe Velvet Underground too, but like not. I don't know.
I'm not as high on them, but I think there's a lot of bands that are influential that are still good. Because I don't know. It just depends where you. What type of.
I just mean, like, not the Beatles.
Yeah. Because I was about to say Pet Sounds is something I still enjoy. But I guess that's kind of on its own. That's not just a, like. Because Sonic Youth sometimes it's, like, in terms of, like, the influence so much other stuff. And it's like, well, on its own merit, this is just great.
Yeah.
This doesn't really. You Sounds can decontextualize crazy. This, and this is still. If someone just came out with this like, today, like, it would still sound fantastic.
Exactly. The stuff they do with like guitars on that, the tunings on that, it's insane. You don't find
over
that.
Decades.
Over like yeah.
Consistently not the like exact same sound, but consistent quality.
It's so crazy. Did you hear like in like 2000 the truck carrying all their guitars with like their super unique tunings and stuff, it got stolen. So, like, they literally just could not play or make music for, like, several years until they...
Is that why Rather Rip took a while?
No, that's why everyone hated New York City's Ghost and Flowers, because that was them, like, literally starting from anew. And that's why everything after sounds kind of different from before.
It does sound different. I didn't know the lore there. That's interesting. That they couldn't even recreate it.
Yeah. And that was after they added Jim O'Rourke, which is the segue. Ghost Ship in a Storm, Jim O'Rourke, one of my favorites. Eureka, one of my favorite records ever. Masterpiece. Here and right now, studio. Let's go.
Nothing makes me
Jim O'Rourke. Oh, I need to do a PSA. Just remember that. Let me do that. Did you know that drunk driving?
Are you trying to read one from memory? Because we have them right here.
I was trying to find one. I was trying to look up the heroin one because that one's nice and short.
All right, we'll get the heroin one going. Just as a PSA to the people, I think in addition to this PSA, you should watch Trainspotting.
Someday, a friend may offer you a chance to visit the other side of a dream. Your ticket is a little packet of white powder called heroin. But every packet of heroin is different. You don't know what's getting into it. Some doses are so strong they kill.
See, it's not fun.
Heroin is so vicious that the criminals who make the big money in
it's not fun. Don't do heroin.
They know a lot of reasons why heroin is very, very dumb. Maybe that's why they call it dumb.
Kind of gagged him. Kind of gagged him there at the end.
Snatched.
Yeah, supplement to that, just watch Trainspotting. Although I do think a plot point of that is there is a dealer in that who is in fact a frequent heroin user, so I do not think that is consistently true. I think there's plenty of people. However, the sentiment is definitely true of, you know, it's like Biggie said, you know, you don't get high on your own supply. I think there's logic there of, you know, if this is something that's going to wreck you, if you're distributing it, then maybe
you should eat that as the person buying it.
Be like, wait a second.
Curious. Anyways.
Yeah, so heroin is not, in fact, harmless.
Don't do heroin.
Significant amount of downside. Do not do heroin.
I'm trying to think of a segue.
If you remember one thing from the Silicon Jail Slap Hour.
Don't do heroin. I don't know if this guy did heroin ever. I don't think so.
You ever have professors like that where it's just every single class, they're just like, if there's one thing I want you to take away from this reading, that's like their way of doing it.
If there's one thing I want you to take away from Silicon Jail Slap Hour, it's eat silicon gel every time you see it in anything.
This take is not medical advice.
Take the packet. Anyways, we got Joao Gilberto.
Ooh.
Another silicon gel.
He's fantastic.
This is
big fan.
I don't know the Portuguese pronunciation, but it's
trying to get an angle because I won't be able to do any better.
Nunca mais. From Chega de Saudade, 1959, classic record. They just put this on streaming like a few months ago.
There's just so much.
You know what's perfect about this record? It's like only like 25 minutes long. It's like 12 songs.
Well, you get a little bossa nova. It's a neat little 30 to 40 minute chunk of time,
and it's like it fits so succinct. You can listen to it on repeat. It's perfect. And this is probably my favorite track on it. I think it's the one I return to the most. But yeah, it's great. Only like 2 minutes. You can hear it in the studio. Awesome. Great stuff.
Chegou, sorriu, venceu, depois chorou. Então fui eu quem consolou sua tristeza. Na certeza de que o amor tem dessas fases más, e é bom para fazer as pazes más. Depois fui eu quem dela precisou, e ela então me socorreu, e o nosso amor mostrou que veio pra ficar mais uma vez por toda a vida. Bom é mesmo amar em paz, brigas nunca mais. Depois fui eu quem dela precisou, e ela então me socorreu, e o nosso amor mostrou que veio pra ficar mais uma vez por toda a vida. Bom é mesmo amar em paz, brigas nunca mais.
João Gilberto. What a legend. So many great tracks. Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
What a guy.
I think the one I go back to the most by him is the self-titled.
That one's so sick, too.
It's fantastic.
That's like his most, like, stripped back. It's literally just him and guitar and, like...
It's so soft. It's very... There's sometimes where it's him... I mean, I know there's lyrics, but it sounds almost like he's just humming and he's just strumming boom, the guitar.
Boom, 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 boom. Do you know what I found out the other day?
What?
You know who produced that album?
Who?
Wendy Carlos.
I'm not familiar.
She did the Shining soundtrack.
Oh, wow.
She was, like, one of the OG synth people.
That is so cool.
Trans woman... synth pioneer.
Oh wait, yeah.
She did all like the Mozart synth stuff, but yeah, she did the Shining soundtrack and also produced that.
I didn't even
crazy.
Know there was. So that's like not related because there's not really synths on that because it's no. So stripped back. She's
well,
just
yeah,
a talented producer.
Joao was like, I was reading. He's like a very perfectionist, like the Kevin Shields of the 70s. Like he did it all himself. He just needed someone in the studio to like check the boards. But you know, still she
might
was
as
there.
Well get the most talented person you can have access.
Yeah.
Anyone who does the Shining soundtrack is gonna be,
yeah.
Is just that's incredible. Anyway, I don't want to take up too
Anyways,
much time.
Anyways, well, we're closing out now. Thank you everyone for listening to the Silicogel Slap Hour. Another great week, another productive week. Closing out, Roxy Music.
Mm.
All I Want Is You. This one's a classic from Country Life. Classic record, classic group, classic track.
All classics to close it out.
All classics, only classics on here.
This Thursday morning.
Thursday morning. Anyways, thank you all for listening. Join in next week again. Tune into Isaac's show.
Yes, Hour to Kill, 1 p.m. If you have a 9 a.m. class tomorrow, go to bed. If you want to stick around, we got another show coming up.
Exactly.
You should stick around for that.
Stay tuned after
but
this.
Do take care of yourselves.
Yes. And good night, and good luck, and enjoy.
Well, if you knew how it hurt me so, then you'd change your mind, I'm sure. Don't want to hear what's going on, I don't care what's new. Don't want to know about anything, cause all I want is you. Going out with other girls was always such a but since I fell in love with you, I need you more and more. Don't want to know about one night stands, cut price souvenirs. All I want is to be your thing and a night that lasts for years. Of course I can't refuse.